What have these interviews been like for you?
It's fun. I mean, a little of it's, you know, talking about your upbringing and then talking ball. So for me, that's kind of my favorite part is just, you know, you learn a lot in these interviews. You're talking to all these different teams and they've got different terminology and just a good time to kind of grow and learn a lot about the game.
A couple years ago, you're at the University of San Diego, not even playing that much. Here you are, a projected first round draft pick. Do you pinch yourself sometimes that you can't believe this is happening?
Yeah, it's definitely something that's crazy. You know, it's a dream come true for me, but just a lot of people who've got me here and sacrificed a lot. So I'm very grateful for all those people and just kind of put me in a good position to succeed.
What's your off-season preparation been like? Obviously, you're not doing a lot of these drills, so are you prepping for football? Like you're not prepping for the 40-yard dash or anything, so your training's probably a bunch different than most of these guys right now.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was really just film work at the beginning. Since I've been cleared and be able to do more, it's really just deciding, you know, do I want to train to run a 40-yard dash or do I want to train and get ready for camp? So for me, I'm really getting prepared for camp, and I want to kind of come in my best shape and form in that.
These guys, these scouts, giving you a good idea of what they want to see from you, obviously coming off an injury.
Yeah, I mean, it's different from team to team, just whoever you talk to, but really just showing that I'm healthy and able to move and that I'm back to my true self.
Dalton, whose advice do you rely on most through this whole process? I mean, I saw Devin out there. I mean, are you talking to guys that have been through this before?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys who've been here and had experience. You know, they were here last year, and I was here watching them. So Devin Lloyd's a great example. You know, he was a leader on this team. So talking to people who have been here before and kind of know the ropes a little bit just because, I mean, you only get to do this once, so it's foreign to you.
What is your best attribute, you think? Is it the ability to – you go up for a ball, you're going to come down with it?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think I'm my strengths in the passing game. I think I'm very coachable in that aspect of the game too, just kind of learning everything. But I think just winning, that's kind of the big thing and something that's been consistent throughout my career and, you know, just knowing how to win games.
Tight end's become such a big part of the NFL game. Are you going into this draft at the right time because it's such a valued position now?
Absolutely. I think that definitely helps a lot. You know, I think the game's still changing. Tight ends are getting a lot more involved, and you see how valuable they are. So it's a lot of guys who have definitely set the way and set a good example. But, I mean, it's up to us and, like, the current tight ends to keep it going and keep evolving it more and more.
Dalton, what's your health level like right now? It sounds like you're not going to do any workouts for teams ahead of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, I got cleared Monday, so it's really just getting in shape and, you know, getting back to it. So, yeah, just preparing for camp and getting ready for that.
What's some of the feedback been like, you know, just not being able to do the drills? What have teams been asking? What have teams been saying?
Again, it's really different just from team to team, just who you ask. Everyone really has a different opinion, so it's really kind of just, you know, staying true to yourself and the people close to you and what they believe. So just listen to them and, you know, trusting the process, really.
Is it hard not to look at the projections? I mean, first, second round at the lowest. I mean, but it's hard to avoid that, isn't it?
I mean, honestly, I think it's more for my dad. I think he enjoys it a lot more. if I was to go in the first round, I think it would be awesome. I think it would be a great reflection of this program. I think that kind of mean the most to me is it reflecting, you know, Coach Fred Whittingham, Coach Whittingham, and Coach Ludwig, and kind of what they've all sacrificed and done to get me in the position. So I think, if anything, I'd be super grateful to have that opportunity, you know, so they kind of carry that with them as well.